Buenos días.
Good morning.
Much better.
Mucho mejor.
Mi nombre es Eddie Bueno.
My name is Eddie Bueno.
Creo que todos me conocen.
I believe everybody knows me.
And his name is Brother Juan.
Y mi nombre es Juan.
Espero que tengamos un mensaje y no dos.
I hope we have one message instead of two.
Porque generalmente cuando hay traducción son dos mensajes.
Normally, when there's translations, you get two messages.
So it's your lucky day.
Así es un día de suerte el día de hoy.
Antes del mensaje,
before the message,
quiero dar un pequeño informe.
I want to give you a small note
acerca del STN en Latinoamérica.
In reference to STN, which is in Latin America.
Shepherding the Nations.
Pastoreando las naciones.
Gracias a Dios tenemos 10 institutos.
Praise be to God that we have 10 institutes now.
Que están enseñando a más o menos 250 alumnos.
That they're teaching around 250 students.
El propósito,
the purpose,
es abrir nuevas iglesias.
Is to open new churches.
Que enseñen una doctrina sana.
That they will teach a sound doctrine.
Alejados del evangelio de prosperidad.
To steer it away from the prosperity gospel.
Y volver a la palabra de Dios.
And to return to the word of God.
Ese es el propósito.
That's the purpose.
En el mes de noviembre.
In the month of November.
Pastor Mark y su esposa.
Pastor Mark and his wife.
Nos estarán acompañando a Panamá.
They're going to go with us to Panama.
Allá tenemos tres institutos.
We have three institutes out there.
Y se graduarán de esos tres institutos.
And they're going to be graduates from those three institutes.
Luego iremos a El Salvador.
Then we're going to go to El Salvador.
Para la graduación de un instituto.
For the graduation of one institute.
Por favor, oren.
So please pray.
Para que de ese grupo,
so out of that group,
salgan nuevos plantadores de iglesias.
We have new seed planters of churches.
Y todo este ministerio,
and all of this ministry,
funciona,
it functions,
gracias a sus oraciones,
thanks to all of your prayers,
y al apoyo que ustedes dan,
and the support that you give,
y al apoyo especialmente de Pastor Paul Brown y Randy,
and Paul Brown and Randy specifically on their support.
En la mañana de hoy,
this morning,
quisiera compartir con ustedes,
I want to share with you,
no un mensaje profundo en teología,
not a deep message when it comes to theology,
sino más bien una reflexión,
but it's a reflection,
algo que nos haga pensar,
something that makes us think,
para que al salir de este lugar,
so that when we leave this place,
salgamos con algo en la mente.
We leave with something in our mind.
Pero más que todo en el corazón.
More than anything in our heart.
Y que podamos ponerlo en práctica.
And we can put it into practice.
Y para esto.
And for this.
Quisiera que abran sus Biblias en Colosenses capítulo 4.
I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 4.
Versículo 1 al 5.
It's going to be verse 1 all the way through verse 5.
¿Ya están listos?
Are you ready?
Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Colosenses está en el Nuevo Testamento, casi al final.
Colossians is in the New Testament towards the end.
Hermano Juan va a poder leer estos cuatro versículos.
I'm going to read these four verses. Once again, it's going to be found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 5. Master, be just and fair to your slaves. Remember that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourself to prayer in an alert mind and thankful hearts. Pray for us, too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plans concerning Christ. That is why I'm here to claim, pray that I will proclaim the message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity.
Lo que acabamos de leer,
what we just read,
es un llamado del apóstol Pablo,
It's a calling from the Apostle Paul.
A que el creyente,
that the believer,
viva una vida activa.
That they live an active life.
Una vida de acción.
A life of action.
Una vida que tenga sentido.
A life that makes sense.
No solamente,
not only,
un título de cristiano.
A title of a Christian.
Porque muchas veces,
as many times,
nos conformamos con vivir con un título.
We just simply conform ourselves with a title.
Soy cristiano.
I'm a Christian.
Voy a la iglesia.
I go to church.
Y me voy al cielo.
And I'm going to heaven.
Pero no es todo.
But that's not all.
Hay algo mucho más.
There's something deeper.
El creyente tiene que vivir una vida en Cristo.
The believer must live a life in Christ.
Con Cristo.
With Christ.
Para Cristo.
And for Christ.
En otras palabras.
In other words.
Una vida activa.
An active life.
Activa en distintas áreas.
Active in different spheres.
Especialmente.
Especially.
En la oración.
In prayer.
Y el apóstol Pablo.
And the apostle Paul.
Enfatiza profundamente.
Emphasizes deeply
en que la vida tiene que ser aprovechada,
that the life needs to be taken care of
con sabiduría,
with wisdom,
no vivir por vivir,
not just to live to merely live,
sino en sabiduría,
but in wisdom,
orando.
Praying.
La oración,
prayer,
es el arma que el creyente tiene,
is the weapon that believers have,
para comunicarnos con Dios,
to communicate with God,
para recibir la sabiduría que él quiere darnos,
to receive the wisdom that he wants to bestow upon us,
y poder caminar correctamente delante del Señor,
and to walk firmly in the ways of the Lord.
Es importante,
it is very important,
aprovechar,
to take advantage,
cada minuto de nuestra vida,
every minute of our lives,
porque cada minuto cuenta.
Every minute counts.
Y hay algo importante que tenemos que entender.
And there's something important that we need to understand.
No importa lo que podamos hacer.
It doesn't matter what we're able to do.
No importa cuánto dinero podamos invertir.
It doesn't matter how much money we can invest.
No podemos regresar un minuto atrás.
We cannot go back a single minute.
Para poder hacer algo mejor.
To do something better.
Yo quisiera volver.
I would like to go back.
Unos años atrás.
A couple years back.
Y hacer las cosas mejor.
And do things better.
Pero no se puede.
But we can't.
Es imposible.
It's impossible.
Por tal motivo.
Therefore.
Tenemos que vivir sabiamente.
We need to live wisely.
Correctamente.
Correctly.
Pensando.
Thinking.
Que el Señor es quien nos guía.
That the Lord is the one who guides us.
Por eso el versículo 5.
That's why in verse 5.
Dice, andad sabiamente para con los de afuera.
It says, be wise and acting towards those outside.
Redimiendo el tiempo.
Make the most of every opportunity.
Cuando dice que andemos sabiamente para con los de afuera.
When he says that we need to be wise to those outside.
Tenemos que pensar cómo está nuestra vida de testimonio.
We need to think of how our life becomes a testimony.
Cómo el mundo nos ve.
How does the world perceive us?
Cómo nos presentamos ante los de afuera.
How do we showcase to those out there?
Es fácil ser creyentes aquí adentro.
It's easy being believers all in here.
Todos somos creyentes.
We're all believers.
Todos cantamos.
We all sing.
Todos oramos.
We all pray.
Pero la pregunta es,
but the question here is,
¿estamos
this.
Viviendo sabiamente?
Are we living wisely?
Allá afuera.
Out there?
Con los familiares.
With our family members.
Con los vecinos.
With our neighbors.
Pero más que todo.
But more than anything.
Estamos redimiendo el tiempo.
We're redeeming time.
Estamos haciendo las cosas bien cada minuto de nuestra vida.
We're doing everything well every minute of our lives.
En el año de 1984.
In 1984.
En Seúl, Corea del Sur,
in Seoul, South Korea,
nacieron unos gemelos idénticos.
Identical twins were born.
Sus nombres,
their names,
Son Soo-jeong y Swan Soo-jeong.
Is Song Soo-jeong y Swan Soo-jeong.
Pero para nosotros y para más facilidad serán Pedro y Juan.
And for all of us, to keep this simple, we're just going to call them Peter and John.
No este Juan.
Not this John.
El twin.
The twin.
El gemelo.
The twin.
Estos niños, como todos los gemelos, nacieron y se criaron muy unidos.
Like all children, especially the twins, they grew up together very close-knit, very tight.
Eran inteligentes.
They were smart.
Astutos.
They were clever.
Saludables.
They were healthy.
Y siempre estaban felices.
And they were always extremely happy.
A los 14 años de edad,
at 14 years of age,
ya eran expertos en robar autos.
They became experts in stealing cars.
A los 18 años,
at the age of 18,
ya tenían una pequeña fortuna fruto del robo de los autos.
They already had a small fortune due to their greatness of stealing cars.
Un día la ley los alcanzó y ambos cayeron presos.
But one day the law caught up to them and they both went to prison.
El juez les dio 7 años de cárcel por sus fechorías.
The judge gave each of them 7 years for all of their treasuries.
Pero el castigo más grande fue cuando el juez decidió mandarlos a cárceles separadas.
But the biggest punishment for both of them was when the judge separated them and sent each one to a different prison.
Ellos nunca se habían separado hasta ese momento.
They had never had a moment separated or alone until this very moment.
Pasaron los 7 años.
7 years went by.
Era tiempo que salgan libres.
And it was time for them to be set free.
Pedro, en su tiempo en la cárcel,
Peter, during his time in prison,
había recapacitado.
He recollected.
Y decidió estudiar electricidad automotriz.
And he decided to study automotive electrical engineering.
Y al salir libre,
and when he was free,
irónicamente,
ironically speaking,
encontró trabajo en una fábrica de autos.
He found a job in an automotive industry factory.
Precisamente en el departamento que hacía la seguridad para los autos.
Precisely in the area of securing the automobile insurance, or I should say safety of the vehicle.
Por su parte, Juan, el hermano gemelo,
now on the other hand, John, the other twin,
quien también estaba cumpliendo los 7 años de condena,
he was also counting on his 7 years of penitence,
no pudo salir libre.
He was not able to go free.
Porque estando en la cárcel,
while he was in jail,
utilizó su tiempo para hacer lo malo.
He used his time to do wicked things.
Peleador,
he was a fighter,
vendedor de tabaco,
he was selling tobacco,
vendía drogas dentro de la cárcel,
he was selling drugs in the cells,
y un día en una pelea,
and one day in one of those fights,
apuñaló a otro preso,
he stabbed another prisoner,
matándolo,
killing him.
Esto lo ocasionó 25 años más de cárcel.
This brought up 25 more years of prison sentence.
Cuando a Pedro, su gemelo bueno, lo ascendieron a jefe de la fábrica de autos,
eventually Peter, out of his good work, he was promoted now to the supervisor and manager of the automotive factory.
Un reportero, sabiendo que eran dos hermanos, quiso hacer una entrevista a los dos hermanos.
A reporter, knowing that they were twins, now he wanted to interview both of them.
Pedro se veía sano.
Peter was healthy.
Limpio.
Clean.
Alegre.
Happy.
Había formado un hogar con hijos.
He had a home with children.
Y Juan,
and John,
se veía sucio,
he seemed dirty,
amargado,
bitter,
y con una mirada de odio y de amargura,
with a sight of evil and bitterness.
¿Qué fue lo que pasó?
What happened?
¿Qué sucedió?
What happened?
Creo que no tengo que explicar lo que pasó.
I don't think I don't need to explain what truly happened.
Simplemente Pedro supo redimir su tiempo.
The fact is that Peter knew how to take care of his time.
En el peor momento de su vida,
in the worst moments of his life,
él sacó lo mejor.
He took out what was the best.
Estudió.
He educated.
Se superó.
He became successful.
Quiso ser mejor.
He wanted to become better.
Sin embargo, Juan, en el peor momento de su vida,
however, John, in the worst moments of his life,
dejó que el tiempo lo llene de amargura.
He allowed time to fill his bitterness,
resentimiento,
his resentment.
Culpaba a todos por lo que pasó.
He was blaming everyone for what was taking place.
Pero nunca hizo nada para superar y ser mejor.
But he never did anything to become better.
Queridos hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
la palabra de Dios nos aconseja a andar sabiamente.
The word just told us that we need to be wise.
Y parte de ese andar en sabiduría es saber redimir el tiempo.
And being and walking in this wisdom is to know how to redeem our very time.
En otras palabras, es saber aprovechar el tiempo.
In other words, being able to take advantage of that time.
No importando la circunstancia en que vivamos.
It doesn't matter the circumstances that we find ourselves.
Tenemos que rescatar el tiempo para algo bueno.
We need to rescue that time to do something good.
Aprender a recuperar el tiempo.
Learn how to recover that time.
Como dije hace un momento,
like I said earlier,
no podemos regresar el tiempo atrás.
We can't go back in time,
pero podemos redimirlo.
But we can redeem it.
El tiempo que pasó ya pasó.
The time that passed, it's over, it's in the past.
Pero podemos redimirlo.
But we can redeem.
O sea que ahora lo que no hicimos antes podemos hacerlo.
In other words, what we didn't do before, we can do it now.
El creyente tiene que aprender a aprovechar el tiempo.
The believer needs to know how to take advantage of time.
Para hacer siempre el bien.
To always do good.
No importando la situación en que nos encontremos.
No matter the situations that we find ourselves in.
No hay excusa para no hacer las cosas bien o para bien.
There's no excuse of not doing the right thing or to do something good.
Si analizamos las escrituras.
If we analyze scripture.
Las cartas escritas por el apóstol Pablo.
The letters that were written by the Apostle Paul.
A las iglesias de Éfeso.
To the church of Ephesus.
Philadelphia.
To Philadelphia.
Colossus.
Colossian.
Y una carta personal a su amigo Filemón.
And a personal handwritten note to his friend Philemon.
Son cuatro cartas escritas desde la cárcel.
These were four letters written directly from prison.
Pablo se encontraba preso.
Remember, Paul was in prison.
Estas cartas bien podrían haber sido la ruta de desahogo de Pablo.
These letters could have very well served Paul as a way of expressing himself.
Él podía haber escrito contándoles a las iglesias lo injusto que era estar preso.
He could have written to these churches and written about how unjust he was in that prison cell.
Podría haberles contado lo mal que le estaba pasando.
He could have told them how bad of a time and moment he was having in there.
Lo mal que lo trataban.
How bad they treated him.
O podría simplemente haberse enojado con Dios.
Or simply he could have been angry at God.
Quejarse ante Dios.
Start nagging, complaining to God.
Diciendo, Dios, yo te he servido por tantos años.
Telling him, Lord, I've served you for many years.
Y mira ahora cómo estoy.
And look at how I find myself now.
Mas sin embargo,
however,
en estas cuatro cartas,
in these four letters,
Pablo no hace más que animar a los creyentes.
The only thing that Paul does is keeps moving his believers forward.
Exhortarlos.
Exhorting them.
A compartir en las iglesias el amor de Cristo.
Share the love of Christ among the churches.
En otras palabras, Pablo estaba redimiendo su tiempo.
In other words, Paul was being a good redeemer of his time.
Rescatando el mal momento el que estaba pasando.
Rescuing that evil time that he was experiencing.
Y haciendo que ese tiempo sea para bien.
And allowing that time to be of good.
Esto era el propósito de su carta.
That was the purpose of his letter.
Por ejemplo, en su carta a la iglesia de Éfeso.
For example, in the writings of the church when he wrote.
En Efesios capítulo 2, versículo 10.
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before him that we should walk in them.
El creyente tiene que vivir con un propósito.
The believer needs to walk with purpose.
Tú y yo tenemos un propósito.
You and I have a purpose.
Hacer buenas obras.
To do good work.
Demostrar al mundo.
To show the world.
Que tenemos el corazón de Cristo.
That we have the heart of Christ.
También a los hermanos de la iglesia de Filipos.
And also to the brotherhood in Philippi.
En Filipenses 3, 13 y 14 les dice.
In Philippians 3, 13 through 14, this tells us, brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have achieved it all, but one thing I do, forgetting those things that were left behind me and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Lo que queda atrás ya no sirve ni para recordar.
Those things that are in the past are not even worth remembering anymore.
Tenemos un supremo llamamiento.
We have a supreme calling.
Nuestra vida ahora tiene un objetivo más importante.
Our life now has a superior reason of living.
Nuestra meta no está en este mundo.
Our goal is not even in this
Nuestra
world.
Nuestra meta está allá en los cielos.
Our goal and final line is in
Tenemos
heaven.
Que vivir con excelencia.
We need to live in excellence.
Cumpliendo para lo que fuimos llamados.
Fulfilling that which we have been called to
a
do.
A vivir para Cristo.
To live for Christ.
A servir a Cristo.
To serve Christ.
Es por esta razón razón que Pablo les da ánimo a los hermanos en Cristo.
That's why Paul is encouraging his brotherhood in Christ.
Y nos anima esta mañana.
And he is encouraging us this morning.
A continuar.
To continue.
A no decaer.
Not to weaken.
A seguir adelante.
To keep moving
forward. A continuar.
To continue.
No importa la circunstancia.
It doesn't matter.
No importa cómo estamos.
It doesn't matter how you find yourself.
Posiblemente esta mañana.
Possibly this morning.
Has venido con algún problema.
You came in with your problem.
Quizá hay un nudo en tu garganta.
Maybe there's a knot in your
quizá
throat.
Hay problema económico.
Maybe it's a financial burden.
Quizá de salud.
Maybe a health one.
Pero en el nombre del Señor.
But in the name of Christ.
Tenemos que seguir adelante.
We need to keep moving forward.
Por eso en el en Filipenses 4:4 le sigue dando ánimo.
That's why in Philippians 4:4 he keeps encouraging his people. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
No está diciendo ríanse de lo que pasa.
It doesn't say to laugh about what's happening.
Está diciendo regocíjense.
It says rejoice about it.
Porque Cristo está a nuestro lado.
Because Christ is by our side.
Con él somos más que vencedores.
With him we are more than victorious.
Y en su carta a la iglesia de Colosas.
And in the writings in the book of Colossians, the letter of Colossians.
En Colosenses 3:1-3.
Colossians 3:1-3, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind in the things above and not in the things of the earth, for you died and you live, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Nos está llamando.
He's calling us.
A buscar.
To seek.
Encontrar
to find
lo que realmente importa.
What really matters.
Y él dice, Pablo dice,
and Paul says,
que busquemos las cosas de arriba,
that we seek things above,
donde está Cristo,
where Christ
que
is.
Busquemos siempre,
that we always seek
a nuestro Padre Celestial,
our Heavenly Father,
que le consultemos,
that we go to him,
que pidamos su consejo,
that we ask his counsel,
que sigamos su guianza,
that we follow his guidance,
poniendo esa mira allá arriba,
having that sight above,
no en la tierra,
not on the earth,
no en lo que nos rodea,
not in that which surrounds
no en lo que es pasajero,
us, not which is passive,
sino que es eterno,
but that which is eternal.
¿Dónde está la vista?
Where is the sight?
¿Dónde está tu meta?
Where is your goal?
El versículo 3 dice, porque habéis muerto y vuestra vida está escondida en Cristo.
Verse 3 says, for you died and your life is hidden in Christ.
El mismo apóstol Pablo dijo,
the same apostle Paul said,
ya no vivo yo,
I no longer live,
mas Cristo vive en mí.
But Christ lives within me.
¿Quién vive en ti?
Who lives in you?
¿Qué es lo que hay en tu mente?
What's in your mind?
¿Qué es lo que te está perturbando o distrayendo?
What is that which is disrupting you or distracting you?
Los versículos que hemos leído,
the verses that we just read,
son solamente un muy breve extracto.
It's just a brief extraction
de cómo el apóstol Pablo animó a los hermanos de estas tres iglesias.
How the Apostle Paul was encouraging within his letters to these three churches.
Y nos anima esta mañana.
And he's encouraging each one of you this morning.
Y este ánimo que él nos da.
And this encouragement that he gives us.
No viene de un corazón triste o amargado o derrotado.
It doesn't come from a bitter, broken, and downhearted individual.
Pero tampoco viene de alguien que está sentado en un escritorio.
But it doesn't also come from somebody that's writing this in a fancy desk.
Escribiendo estas cartas desde una playa tomando agua de coco.
Sitting down on a beach, maybe having some cocoa juice.
Viene de alguien que está preso.
These letters are coming from someone that's in prison.
Privado de su libertad.
He does not have the privy that we have a freedom.
Pero el apóstol Pablo en la cárcel,
but Apostle Paul in prison,
aprovechó bien el tiempo.
He knew how to take advantage of time.
Redimió su tiempo.
He redeemed his time.
No lo iba a desperdiciar con quejas y lamentos.
He was not going to waste it with boredom and crying.
Porque él mismo sabía que su tiempo era corto.
He knew that his time was short.
La Biblia no indica a qué edad exactamente murió el apóstol Pablo.
The Bible doesn't tell us at what age Paul died.
Pero los eruditos estiman que murió entre los 64 a 66 años de vida.
But the scholars estimated that they died between 64 and 66 years of age.
Y también se estima que Pablo escribió estas cartas cuando tenía entre 60 a 62 años.
And it was estimated that he wrote these letters between the ages of 60 and 62.
Por tal motivo.
Therefore.
Él sabía que su tiempo ya era corto.
He knew that his time was short.
Pablo está interesado en aprovechar bien el tiempo que le quedaba.
Paul understood to take advantage of the time that he had left.
Yo no quiero sonar depresivo esta mañana.
And I don't want to sound very depressive this morning.
Pero todos tenemos la vida contada.
But all of us have our life accounted for already.
No creo que aquí haya nadie que piense vivir 150 años.
I don't think there's nobody here that wants to reach 150 years of age.
Todos estamos ya casi en salida, especialmente yo.
Especially myself, I think I'm almost on my way out here.
Tenemos que aprender a redimir el tiempo.
We need to know how to redeem time.
Cada minuto cuenta.
Every second counts.
No importa la circunstancia.
It doesn't matter your circumstances.
No importa cómo estás.
It doesn't matter where you find yourself.
¿Cómo estás?
How are yourself?
Tienes que saber aprovechar tu vida.
You need to know how to take advantage of your very
Aprovecha
life.
Las cosas que el Señor te ha dado.
Take advantage of the things that God has given you.
Con agradecimiento de corazón.
With gratitude of heart.
Porque el Señor nos ha dado todo lo que necesitamos.
Because God has given us everything that we need.
Quisiéramos tener muchas cosas.
We wish we can have a lot of things.
Pero Dios nos ha dado exactamente lo que necesitamos.
But God has given us exactly what we do need.
Y esa ya es una gran bendición.
And that in itself is a great blessing.
Es por esta razón que más que alentar en sus cartas escritas de la cárcel,
it's for this reason that more than just simply encouraging in these letters,
que el apóstol Pablo nos desafía a redimir el tiempo.
That Paul here is challenging us to take advantage and redeem the time.
Por eso en Efesios capítulo 5, versículo 15 y 16 dice,
that's why in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 16, it says this, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
En español,
in Spanish,
usa la palabra necios.
He uses the word stubborn.
Es una palabra fuerte.
That's a strong word.
Y a veces vivimos así.
And sometimes we live that way.
Encaprichados.
We are stubborn.
De hacer las cosas como yo quiero.
To do things the way I want.
A la manera que quiero.
The way I want.
Como yo pienso.
How I think.
Porque lo que yo pienso.
Because what I think.
Es lo correcto.
That's the right thing to
do. Y no es lo que la palabra del Señor nos enseña.
And that is not what the word of the Lord teaches us.
La palabra de Dios nos enseña.
The word of the Lord teaches us.
Que Él tiene que guiarnos.
That He needs to guide us.
Él nos aconseja.
He is the one that gives us the wisdom.
Él nos muestra el camino.
He shows us the way.
Por eso dice.
That's why it says.
Mirad pues con diligencia cómo.
So be wise on how you are.
No como necios.
Not like stubborn people.
Sino como sabios.
But wise.
Si yo quisiera que a mí me digan necio o sabio.
If I were to pick, are you going to call me stubborn or wise?
Prefiero que me digan sabio.
I prefer that you call me wise.
Aunque muchas veces actúo como necio.
Sometimes I do act stubbornly.
Pero la palabra del Señor dice que aproveche bien el tiempo.
But the word of God is again to take advantage and carefully bestow my time.
Porque los días son malos.
Because the days are evil.
Si vemos alrededor.
If we look around us.
Los días son malos.
The days are wicked.
Ver las noticias.
Look at the news.
Es para deprimirse.
You get depressed.
Todo es malo.
Everything is evil.
Crímenes por todo lado.
Crime everywhere.
Robos. Extorsiones.
Thefts. Extortion.
Ya no hay nada raro que un hijo mate al padre.
There's nothing weird anymore about a son killing their parents.
Es parte del diario vivir.
That's part of daily living.
Tristemente.
Now. It's sad to say.
El corazón del hombre.
The heart of man.
Se ha endurecido.
Has hardened.
Es tiempo de que nosotros.
It's time for all of us.
Entendamos.
That we understand.
Que es necesario.
That is necessary.
Que vivamos. Como el Señor nos pide que vivamos.
To live the lifestyle the way God calls us to live.
Hay una pregunta en el aire.
Here's a question that I want to bestow upon you.
¿Por qué Pablo está urgido de exhortar acerca de este tema?
Why is Paul so urgently exhorting us about this topic?
Acerca del tiempo.
In reference to time.
De nuestro tiempo.
About our time.
Porque si bien es cierto que los hermanos de estas iglesias crecían y cumplían todas las cosas que estaban en las escrituras.
And yes, the brothers and sisters of the churches were doing right and fulfilling what was written in those scriptures and in the word.
Pero también estaban siendo atacados.
But they were also being attacked.
No solamente por la persecución que sobrevino a la iglesia primitiva.
Not only for the primitive time of the persecution in that early church.
Pero también eran atacados por las acechanzas de Satanás.
But they were also being attacked by the schemes of the devil.
Que hacía que muchos creyentes se desanimen.
That made a lot of believers to be discouraged.
Se aparten.
Or depart.
No quieran seguir a Cristo.
Not to continually
no
follow Christ.
No quieran defender su vida.
Not to defend their
con
life.
Los principios cristianos.
For the principles of Christianity.
Por eso les exhorta a los hermanos de Éfeso.
That's why he exhorts the church in Ephesus.
En Efesios capítulo 6, 10 y 13.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God that you can be able to stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh or blood, but against spiritual forces and powers of evil. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the days of evil come, you may stand your ground, and after all of that, you will still remain strong and stand.
Claramente,
clearly,
el apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
les está diciendo,
he's telling them,
vestíos de toda la armadura de Dios,
put on the full armor of God,
para poder estar firmes,
so you can be strong,
ante las acechanzas del diablo,
between the schemes of the devil,
el enemigo,
the enemy,
el diablo,
the devil,
no descansa,
he does not rest,
trabaja 24 horas,
he works 24/7,
7 días,
7 days,
y a veces nosotros queremos creer,
and sometimes we tend to believe,
que Satanás
that Satan
trabaja con los de afuera.
He works with those out there.
Allá con los incrédulos.
Those the unbelievers.
No te dejes engañar.
Don't be deceived.
A ellos ya los tiene ganado.
He already has them.
Satanás quiere trabajar con nosotros.
Satan wants to work against us.
Es animándote.
To discourage you.
Trayendo otra manera de pensar.
Bring other thoughts, other beliefs.
Es por eso que la palabra de Dios dice.
That's why the word of the Lord says.
Que vistamos toda la armadura de Dios.
That we put on the full armor of God.
En oración.
In prayer,
en la lectura de la palabra,
in reading of scripture,
en la meditación de la palabra,
in meditating in the word,
viniendo a la iglesia,
coming to church,
compartiendo de la palabra de Cristo,
sharing the word of Christ with each other,
viviendo la vida activa,
living a life
para nuestro Padre celestial,
an active life to our heavenly Father,
porque Satanás te va a atacar,
because the Satan will keep attacking,
y no lo ha hecho hasta el día de hoy,
if he hasn't done it yet,
lo va a hacer cualquier momento,
he will do it at any second.
La pregunta es,
the question here is this,
¿estás firme?
Are you firm?
¿Estás listo?
Are you ready?
Porque Satanás te va a molestar.
Because Satan will come and bother you.
A la iglesia de Filipos.
To the church of Philippi.
En Filipenses 2, 3 y 5 les dice.
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 5, it says, whatever it is, whatever you do, do nothing in selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking for your own interests, but for each other, for the interests of each other, in your relationship with others, and have the mindset of Christ.
La vida cristiana.
The Christian life.
Dentro de la iglesia.
Within the church.
No es una competencia.
It's not competition.
Todo lo contrario.
Completely opposite.
Nos dice que hagamos las cosas.
It says that we must do things.
Con humildad.
With humbleness.
Todo es para el Señor.
Everything is for God.
Todos somos del Señor.
We all are of God.
No importa el área en que sirvas.
It doesn't matter the area that you work in.
Todo lo hacemos.
We all do it.
Para nuestro Padre Celestial.
For our Heavenly Father.
A la iglesia de Colosas.
To the Church of Colossians.
En Colosenses 3, 23 y 24.
In Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work all in with all of your heart as working to the Lord, not for human master. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward in the Lord Christ in your serving.
Estas palabras,
these words,
son palabras que nos desafían a reevaluar.
These words are challenging us to reevaluate
y pensar
and to think
cómo estamos haciendo las cosas.
How are we doing when we serve?
Y cómo debemos de hacer las cosas.
And how we must do that serving.
La pregunta.
The question here.
¿Estamos haciendo las cosas bien para el Señor?
Are we doing things well for the Lord?
¿Estamos redimiendo el tiempo?
Are we redeeming our time?
¿Estamos aprovechando el tiempo que nos queda?
Are we taking advantage of the time that we do have left?
¿Cómo redimes tu tiempo para el Señor?
How do you redeem your time for the Lord?
Muchas veces estamos tan ocupados que no queremos hacer nada.
Sometimes we're so preoccupied that we end up doing nothing.
Muchas veces estamos tan cansados por lo difícil de la vida.
Sometimes we're so tired of just how difficult life has become.
Estamos tan desanimados por todo lo que vemos en el mundo.
We're so discouraged of seeing what's happening around the world.
y no nos ponemos a pensar que no importando la circunstancia que vivimos,
and we don't stop to think, no matter the circumstances in life that I'm in right now,
tenemos que brillar para Dios.
I still need to shine for God.
Tenemos que ser luz en la oscuridad.
I need to be light in darkness.
Dios nos ha llamado a ser testigos fieles de su amor.
God has called us to be faithful witnesses of His love.
¿Qué es lo que has hecho para el Señor hasta el día de hoy?
What have you done for God until this very moment?
¿Cómo le has servido al Señor?
How have you served God?
Servir al Señor no es recibir el título de un cargo en la iglesia.
Serving God is not about obtaining a title within the body or the church.
Cuando me den el título de tal cosa, voy a servir al Señor.
When they give me the title of such and such, then I will start serving the Lord.
No nos equivoquemos.
Let's not be mistaken.
La Biblia nos enseña.
The Bible teaches us.
Hacer luz en la oscuridad.
Be light in darkness.
Allá afuera.
Out there.
A través de nuestro testimonio.
Through our testimony.
A través de compartir la palabra del Señor.
Through sharing the word of God.
A nuestro familiares.
To our family members.
¿Cómo está nuestra vida?
How is our life?
¿Aprovechamos el tiempo?
Do we take advantage of time?
¿O solamente nos quejamos?
Or are we just nagging everywhere?
¿O solamente pensamos que a mí todo me va mal?
Or do you just think everything always goes wrong with me?
Al vecino sí, todo le va bien.
Everything is going well for my neighbor.
Tiene auto nuevo.
A new car.
Tiene buen trabajo.
A good job.
Acaba de pintar la casa.
They just repainted the house.
Le va muy bien.
They're doing so well.
Yo quisiera estar en sus zapatos.
I wish I was in their shoes.
Pero ¿sabes qué?
You know something.
Lo que el Señor te ha dado a ti,
what God has given you,
es más que suficiente.
It's more than enough.
Es todo lo que necesitas.
It's everything that you need.
Para que tú le entregues a Él,
so that you can give Him,
tu vida y tu servicio,
your life and your servanthood.
Porque la palabra del Señor nos dice,
the word of the Lord tells us,
que nuestro verdadero tesoro,
that our true treasures,
no está aquí.
It's not here.
Está allá en los cielos.
It's up in heaven.
Y un día lo recibiremos,
and one day we will,
de las manos de nuestro Señor,
from the hands of our very God.
Pero tenemos que nosotros,
but we must,
hacer esos tesoros.
Do those treasures.
Trabajando para el Señor.
Working for the Lord.
Viviendo para el Señor.
Living for the
Dando
Lord.
Un buen testimonio del Señor.
Having a good testimony of God.
¿Cómo estás redimiendo el tiempo?
How are you redeeming your
time? A veces
time?
Pensamos que somos buenos creyentes.
Sometimes we believe that we're good believers.
Si voy 2 horas por semana a la iglesia,
if I check mark my 2 hours at church every week,
estoy cumpliendo.
I'm fulfilling.
No se trata de cumplir.
It's not about fulfilling.
Se trata de vivir.
It's about living.
Vivir para el Señor.
Living for the Lord.
Eso cuenta,
and that counts,
24 horas al día,
24 hours a day,
7 días por semana,
7 days a week.
Cuando tú oras,
when you pray,
con alguna necesidad,
for a need,
con alguna petición,
for a petition,
nunca esperarías,
you will never wait,
que el Señor te diga,
that the Lord will tell you,
este es mi día de descanso.
Today I rest, my dear.
Hoy no estoy en la oficina.
Today I didn't clock in the office.
Hoy no te puedo contestar.
I can't answer today.
Pero sabes una cosa.
But you know one thing?
Te voy a contestar el lunes.
I'll answer you on Monday.
El Señor está disponible.
The Lord is able.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
A cualquier hora.
At any moment.
El momento que tú oras.
The moment that you pray.
Él te está escuchando.
He's listening to you.
Entonces, ¿por qué nosotros?
So why is it that us?
Lo ponemos en un horario al Señor.
An hour clock to
Vemos
the Lord.
Nuestro calendario.
Put them in our calendar.
Para ver si puedo hacer las cosas para el Señor.
Do things for God.
Vivamos para el Señor.
We need to live for
todo
Christ.
El tiempo.
At all times.
Apóstol Pablo,
the Apostle Paul,
en sus venas,
in his
le
veins,
corrían sangre,
there were blood,
de evangelismo,
of evangelism,
sangre,
a blood,
de testimonio,
of witnessing,
para edificar a la iglesia,
to edify the church.
No importaba si estaba en la cárcel,
it doesn't matter if he was in prison,
no importaba si estaba en una tormenta en un barco,
it doesn't matter if he found himself in a storm in a boat,
él siempre estaba listo,
he was always ready,
para orar,
to pray,
para compartir del Señor,
to share the gospel,
y esto nosotros lo aprendemos,
and this we have our tendency,
de nuestro Señor. Señor Jesucristo.
We have that from our Lord.
En los 3 años que él estuvo en ministerio.
In the 3 years that he was ministering.
Él no tomó vacaciones.
He didn't take vacation.
Él no se iba a Hawaii.
He didn't go to Hawaii.
Él predicaba.
He preached.
Él enseñaba.
He
hacía milagros.
He did miracles.
Es más,
even though,
murió
even more,
por nosotros.
He died
entregó
for us.
Su vida.
He gave his life.
Lo hizo 100%.
He did it 100%.
¿Por qué lo hacemos nosotros 50%?
Why do we do it 50%?
Es tiempo de redimir el tiempo.
We need to redeem our time.
Vivir cada momento
live
para el Señor.
Every moment for Christ.
Que por nuestras venas corra sangre de evangelismo.
That our veins also run the vein of blood of evangelism.
Sangre de servir al Señor.
A blood that wants to serve Christ.
Sangre de caminar con el Señor.
A blood that we can walk with God.
Una vez más te pregunto,
once again I ask,
¿cómo estás redimiendo tu tiempo para el Señor?
How are you redeeming your time for God?
Nunca le digamos es que estoy ocupado.
Never tell him I'm too busy.
Al contrario,
Completely opposite.
Ábrele tu calendario al Señor 100%.
I'll open my calendar for you 100-fold.
Porque el Señor te va a bendecir.
Because then the Lord will be a blessing.
Nunca sientas ese polvo de insatisfacción.
Never feel that dust of insatisfaction.
Es tiempo de levantarnos en el nombre del Señor.
It's time to rise up in the name of the Lord.
Es tiempo de luchar la buena batalla.
It's time to fight the good fight.
No hay tiempo para vivir en el pasado.
There's no time to live in the past.
Pensando en el ayer.
Thinking on yesterday.
Muchas veces nos lamentamos de lo que quisimos hacer, pero no lo hicimos.
Many times we lament of what things or what we should have done and we didn't do.
Pensando, ojalá hubiera hecho aquello o hubiera hecho lo otro.
Hopefully, man, I should have done this or I should have done that.
Basta de que pensemos así.
Stop thinking that way.
Es tiempo de aprovechar el tiempo.
It's time to take advantage of your time now.
El ahora.
That day, today.
Este instante, esta hora.
Every second at this very hour.
Porque el tiempo pasa.
The time keeps ticking.
Y no lo podemos regresar para nada.
And you cannot rewind it back.
El apóstol Pablo en la cárcel escribió estas cuatro cartas.
The apostle Paul wrote in prison these four letters.
Animando.
Encouraging.
Exhortando.
Exhorting.
Guiando.
Guiding.
Aconsejando.
Advising.
Cuando había mala relación como entre Filipo y su esclavo Onésimo.
For example, where there was a broken relationship between Philemon and his slave Onesium.
Él escribió para que esa relación pueda mejorarse y establecerse.
He wrote so that that relationship can be rebuilt and can have communion again.
En el momento más difícil de su vida.
In the most difficult moment of his life.
Pablo sacó lo mejor de sí.
Paul took out the best of himself.
Dejándose guiar por el Espíritu Santo.
Allowing himself to be guided through the Holy Spirit.
Para ser de bendición.
To be a blessing.
No solo a esas tres iglesias.
Not only to those three churches.
No solo en la relación de su amigo Filemón.
Not only in his relationship with his friend Philemon.
Pero para nuestros días.
But even for our days today.
Para ti y para mí.
For you and for me.
¿Cómo tú tomas las palabras del apóstol Pablo?
How do you take the words of the apostle Paul?
El apóstol Pablo no escribió porque él quería escribir un libro que quede en la posteridad.
The apostle Paul didn't just write a book so that way he can be in the books of history.
El apóstol Pablo abrió su corazón al Espíritu Santo.
The apostle Paul opened his heart to the Holy Spirit.
Para que Dios a través de estas cartas.
So that the Lord through these letters.
Pueda hablarnos el día de hoy.
Can speak to us today.
¿Estamos prestando atención?
Are we putting attention?
¿Vamos a poner en práctica sus palabras?
Are we going to put into practice
en el momento más difícil?
In the most difficult moments of our
en
life?
El momento de dolor?
In the time of your pain?
En el momento de aflicción?
In the time of affliction?
Deja que Dios te use para bien.
Allow the Lord to use you for good.
Lamentarte, enojarte o desanimarte por el pasado.
To lament, to mourn, or to be sad about your past.
De nada te va a servir.
That's not good to anyone.
Recuerda.
Remember.
Dios te puede usar hoy.
God can still use you today.
No importando el día que estés viviendo.
It doesn't matter the day that you're living in.
Es más, Él quiere usarte hoy.
In fact, He does want to use everyone today.
Y si dejas ser usado por Dios.
And if you allow yourself to be used by God.
Entonces podremos decir juntamente al apóstol Pablo.
Then we can jointly say with the apostle Paul.
En 2 Timoteo capítulo 4 versos 7 y 8.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is a store of a crown waiting for me of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge. While aware of my days, I also know I have longed for this to take place.
Hay algo que es una realidad.
There's something that is reality.
Que el Señor Jesús nos enseñó.
That the Lord has taught us.
Él nos dijo.
He said.
Que cada día traerá su propio afán.
That every day will bring its own wickedness.
Cada día van a haber situaciones difíciles.
Every day we will have difficult moments.
Pero nuestra fe en el Señor.
But our faith in God.
No puede cambiar.
Cannot change.
No puede disminuir.
It cannot diminish.
Tienes que aprender a vivir con gozo.
You need to live joyfully.
Con esperanza.
With hope.
Con seguridad en el Señor.
With assurance in the Lord.
Así que, querido hermano, como hemos leído al principio en Colosenses 4:5.
So, brother and sister, the way we started in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5.
Andad sabiamente con los de afuera.
Be wise to doors outside.
Redimiendo el tiempo.
Make the most of every opportunity.
Parte de la sabiduría de un creyente es.
Part of the wisdom of every believer is this.
Andar correctamente para con los de afuera.
To be correct or to be right to those outside.
O sea, que los de afuera,
in other words, so those outside,
los inconversos,
those that don't believe,
vean un buen testimonio en ti.
They can see a good testimony in you.
Que vean cómo Dios ha transformado tu vida.
So that they can see how the Lord has transformed your very life.
Cómo Dios de lo mal que había en ti sacó lo mejor que tú tienes.
And how the wickedness that was in you, God was able to take something good out of it.
Recordemos la vida del apóstol Pablo.
Remember the life of the apostle Paul.
Cuando perseguía la iglesia.
When he was persecuting the church.
Cuando estaba en contra del camino del Señor.
When he was against the ways of God.
Vivía con celos.
He was zealous.
Bajo la ley.
Under the law.
Todos le tenían miedo.
Everybody was afraid of him.
Y en muchas cartas él escribe.
In many writings he does say.
Él dice, mírenme a mí.
Look at me.
Aprendan de mí.
Learn from me.
Lo que él está diciendo.
What he is saying.
No está diciendo, mírenme qué tan buen ejemplo soy. Yo, qué tan bueno soy.
He's not saying, look at my great example, or look at how great I am.
Él nos está elevando a sí mismo.
He's not elevating his very self.
Él lo que está diciendo.
What he is saying.
Miren lo que Cristo hizo en mí.
Look at what Christ has done in
me. Yo antes vivía malamente.
I was living wickedly in the past.
Pero las cosas viejas pasaron.
The old things are old and past.
He aquí son nuevas.
Behold, all things are made new.
Él tenía una nueva vida.
He had a new life.
Tú tienes una nueva vida.
You have a new
caminas
life.
En un camino mejor.
You walk in a better path.
Caminas como el Señor quiere que camines.
You walk the way the Lord wants you to walk.
Usa tu tiempo para el Señor.
Use your time for the Lord.
Porque el Señor te va a recompensar.
Because the Lord will reward you.
No la iglesia.
Not the church.
No la religión.
Not religion.
No la denominación.
Not the denomination.
El Señor.
The Lord.
Colosenses 3:23-24 dice.
Colossians 3:23-24 it says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart and working for the Lord, not for your human master, since you know that you will receive your inheritance from the Lord as a reward in the Lord Christ Jesus, in whom you are serving.
Todo lo que hagáis.
Everything that you do.
No importa el tiempo.
It doesn't matter the
time.
No importa
la circunstancia.
It doesn't matter your circumstances.
Hazlo de corazón.
Do it with heart.
No para impresionar a nadie.
Not to be able to amaze anyone.
Solo para el Señor.
But only for the Lord.
Porque claramente dice.
Because it clearly states.
Que del Señor vamos a recibir la recompensa.
That we will receive our inheritance from the Lord.
Esa es la que importa.
That is what matters.
Esa es la que queremos.
That is what we want.
Esa es incorruptible.
That is uncorruptible.
Que recibiremos de las manos. De nuestro Padre Celestial.
That we will receive from the hands of our very Lord.
Pero asegúrate de hacer las cosas bien, porque si haces las cosas mal,
because make sure you do things good and well, because if you don't do those things good and well,
también hay graves consecuencias.
You will always have severe consequences.
Colosenses 3:25 dice.
Colossians 3:25 it says.
Mas el que hace, I'm sorry.
Anyone who does wrong will be repaid in their wrong. And there is no exceptions of persons.
El que hace injusticia.
Those that do wrong.
El que no vive como el Señor.
Those that don't live the
el
ways
que no
of the
obedece
Lord.
Al Señor.
Those that don't obey the
el
Lord.
Que no camina como el Señor.
Those that don't walk with the Lord.
El que no redime el tiempo.
Those that don't redeem their
el
time
que se
well.
Goza haciendo lo malo.
But rejoice in doing evil.
Habrá un problema.
There is a problem.
Recibirá la injusticia que hiciere.
You will receive due to your own wickedness.
No hay acepción de personas.
There's no exceptions of person.
No hay favoritos.
There's no favorites
el
here.
Señor no dice, este me cae bien, este no tan bien.
The Lord says, oh, I like this one. I don't know so much about this other one.
Todos vamos a ser medidos con la misma medida.
We will all be measured with the same measure.
La justicia de Dios.
The righteousness and the justice of God.
Termino haciéndote esta pregunta.
I finished giving you this question.
Si tú tuvieras que escribir un libro de tu vida.
If you were to write a book about your life.
En la situación por la que estás atravesando actualmente.
In the current situation that you're in today.
¿Será un libro de lamentos, enojos, desánimos?
Is it going to be a book of lamentation, about anger, about discouragement?
¿O será un libro que glorifique a Dios?
Or will those writings be about glorifying God?
¿Un libro que sirva de bendición para aquellos que lo lean?
Writings that's going to be a blessing to anyone who reads them.
Ponte a pensar por un momento.
Start thinking about this for a moment.
¿Qué vas a poner en tu libro?
What are you going to write in that book?
¿Qué vas a decir?
What are you going to say?
Acepté a Cristo como mi Salvador.
I accepted the Lord as my Savior.
Pero las cosas me iban mal.
But things are just getting worse.
Problemas en mi casa.
Problems at home.
Falta de dinero.
Lack of money.
No trabajo.
I have no job.
Nadie me quería.
Nobody loves me.
Iba a la iglesia.
I go to church.
No me daban la mano.
They didn't even shake my hand.
O tu libro dirá.
Or your book will say.
Yo sé en quién he creído.
I know who I believe in.
Porque mi Redentor vive.
Because my Redeemer lives.
Las personas que lean tu libro.
Those that read your book.
Van a ser tus hijos.
Are going to be your children.
Tus familiares.
Your family members.
Los que están cerca de ti.
Those that are around you.
El libro que tú tienes.
The book that you have.
Es tu testimonio.
Is your testimony.
¿Cómo vives?
How do you live?
¿Cómo hablas?
How do you speak?
¿Cómo reaccionas?
How do you react?
¿Lo estás haciendo como el Señor quiere?
Are you doing the way the Lord
wants? ¿Estás redimiendo tu tiempo?
Are you redeeming your time?
¿Estás caminando con el Señor?
Are you walking with the Lord?
¿Estás haciendo las cosas que valen la pena para el Señor?
Are you doing things that are worth and valuable to God?
¿O vives en el pasado?
Are you still stuck in the past?
Recuerda,
remember,
eres un libro abierto.
You're an open book
para tu Padre Celestial.
For your Heavenly Father.
Y yo espero de corazón,
and I hope with all of my heart,
que cada uno de nosotros,
that every single one of us,
vivamos para Cristo,
we live for Christ,
con todo nuestro corazón,
with all of our heart.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor Jesús, gracias.
Lord Jesus, thank you.
Por tu palabra.
For your word.
Por tu enseñanza.
For your teaching.
Pero más que todo, Señor.
But more than anything else.
Ayúdanos.
Help us.
A aplicar.
To apply.
Esta enseñanza.
These teachings.
A nuestra vida.
To our very lives.
A obedecerte.
To obey you.
A caminar contigo.
To walk with you.
A servirte.
To serve you.
A redimir el tiempo.
To redeem our time.
Haciendo.
Doing.
Todo lo que te glorifica.
Everything that glorifies you.
Porque un día en tu presencia.
Because one day in your presence.
Mi vida.
My life.
Será un libro abierto.
Will be an open book.
Y yo quiero darte toda la honra.
And I want to give you all of the honor.
Y toda la gloria.
All of the glory.
A través de mi vida.
Through my life.
Gracias.
Thank you.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.